Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you imagine being on a ball field, playing baseball with your fellow friends, and all of a sudden somebody in a dugout has a high-powered rifle and they begin to shoot at you? That's like feet away from you. That took place in Alexandria, Virginia, when Republican congressmen were actually focusing on a ball game for a fundraiser to be able to help a charity out. And they started literally came with a kill list, reportedly, to kill congressmen. And they shot, as you're seeing right here, they actually shot Congressman Steve Scalise out of Louisiana. As a matter of fact, we're going to go there, and I want you to remember this, because a little bit over 90 days later, he is totally back walking again, and he is back on his feet again. We're going to join him in Congress. It's powerful, but you first have to understand how powerful this 90-day walk is coming into Congress, because he was shot. He was on the field. As a matter of fact, this is a person who was standing by that had their camera that covered it. I want you to see it. Now, this is the Republicans on the ball field. They're practicing for a charity, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody started shooting from this dugout, high-powered rifle, and they had to run for their lives. But Congressman Steve Scalise could not, because he was shot right in his hip. Let's go there now. It's tragic.
What the f*** is going on? Where is this guy?
Do we know where he's at? Do we know where he's at?
He's behind home plate. Have you called 911?
I assume people have been calling 911 already. Hey, is that guy okay out there? Is that guy been shot? Is he okay? Is anybody talking to him?
You're looking in this field, that's Congressman Steve Scalise laying there in the field. He's already tried to carry himself by his arms, but his arms got so tired at this point, he said. And he's laying out there, and you heard these other shots going on. Those were his police protection. If he would not have been there, if Congressman Steve Scalise would not have been there, those are the police officers firing back, I believe, at the suspect. And they were able to neutralize him. But it's just a miracle. So he's looking around, you're looking at him, looking around to see the other people hiding behind the car over here. This is a crazy man. This is a man that's he's a self-proclaimed Bernie Sanders supporter, liberal mindset, and said he came there with a list of names of Republican congressmen in his pocket to be able to kill them. Let's just join him again. There he is right there to your, oh my goodness. Congressman Steve Scalise right there on the field. See him on the field right there. Center of your field between the fence posts. They're running out immediately. He's coming up to rescue him. This is, you're fixing to see this man. He's a doctor. He's a Marine, I believe. Providing aid to Congressman Steve Scalise. It's a miracle that more of these congressmen were not shot. There had to be angels on this field, literally, to prevent this man in the dugout doing these things. They're providing aid to Congressman Scalise right there. Oh my goodness, is this a tragedy? This just happened like a little over 90 days ago, and it's like America's forgotten about it. What a tragedy that was in Alexandria, Virginia, and what took place. I mean, being on a ball field, all the players were there, you know, for a charity, Republican players. This guy shows up allegedly with a list of four different Republicans on there, and he's asking, is this a Republican ball field? He goes out there with this long rifle, gets in the dugout, John, and starts fire. I mean, it's like feet away if you've ever been on a ball field. And, you know, if Congressman Steve Scalise, who was the majority whip, which is this particular office in Congress, wasn't there, everybody would probably have been dead.
Yeah, because he had protective detail,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, two officers, and those are brave officers. As a matter of fact, we're going to join now, a little over 90 days later now. They totally rebuilt him. He had to learn to walk again, and he's walking in Congress, and we want to join him. So when you see them standing up and applauding him, we need to stand up too and just say, thank God for the miracles that happened in this congressman's life. And by the way, a couple of people went through a scenario. What would have happened if all those congressmen would have been shot? You know what they talk about? They talk about financial collapse of the global economy. They talked about shutdown of the markets. They talked about all these things that would take place if that would have happened. But there was angels on that field. Literally had to be blocking that. There's no, I mean, how in the world? It was angels protecting them and protecting Steve Scalise as well. As a matter of fact, let's join Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana as he's entering into Congress for the first time after he learned to walk again. And it's like 90 days later. Check it out.
start with that.
The chair wishes to mark the return to the chamber of our dear friend and colleague from Louisiana, Mr. Steve Scalise. Our prayers have been answered. His bravery and his family strength have been such an inspiration to this house and to the people it serves. America is grateful for this moment. The chair now proudly asks, for what purpose does the gentleman from Louisiana seek recognition?
To speak out of order, Mr. Speaker. What other motions would you like to do? Not the one I'm in.
The gentleman is recognized for as much time as he may consume.
Wow, thank you, Mr. Speaker. You have no idea how great this feels to be back here at work in the people's house. As you can imagine, these last 3.5 months have been pretty challenging times for me and my family. But if you look at the outpouring of love, of warmth, of prayer, my gosh, Jennifer and I have been overwhelmed with all of that outpouring. And it's given us the strength to get through all of this and to get to this point today. And it starts with God. When I was laying out on that ball field, the first thing I did once I was down and I couldn't move anymore is I just started to pray. And I will tell you, it gave me an unbelievable sense of calm, knowing that at that point it was in God's hands. But I prayed for very specific things. And I will tell you, pretty much every one of those prayers was answered. And they were some pretty challenging prayers I was putting in God's hands. But He really did deliver for me and my family, and it just gives you that renewed faith in understanding that the power of prayer is something that you just cannot underestimate. So I'm definitely a living example that miracles really do happen. The first place I want to go to thank true angels along the way starts with the United States Capitol Police. When I was elected majority whip, as you know, the elected leadership has a security detail. And if anybody ever wondered why we're assigned security detail, I surely found out that day. And let me tell you, I want to specifically mention Crystal Griner and David Bailey. Crystal and David were assigned to my security detail that morning. And day in and day out, they're part of our family. Jennifer and I truly do treat them as part of our family because they're with us everywhere we go. And on that day, it was no different. On June 14th, they came 6:30 in the morning. We arrived at the baseball field just to play and practice for a game of charity baseball. And nobody would have suspected what ensued. And yet, as soon as those shots were fired, I'll tell you, when I was laying on the ground, one of the things I prayed for is that David and Crystal would be successful in carrying out their duties. And both David and Crystal are incredibly well-trained, incredibly professional. But when I was laying there, not long after the first couple of shots were fired, I could hear a different caliber of weapon. And that told me that they had immediately engaged the shooter. And let me tell you, if they didn't act so quickly, and even after being shot both themselves, continued to engage the shooter and ultimately got him down, which not only saved my life, but saved the life of a lot of other people that are here in this chamber today. Crystal couldn't be with us today, but David Bailey is with us. David, you are my hero. You saved my life. Thank you so much. Tiger blood. I also thanks to a lot of the people that were on the field with me. Right after the shooter was down, a lot of my colleagues came and ran to come check on me. And one I want to mention in particular is one of those things that Jennifer and I call the little miracles that happened that day and throughout the next few months of our recovery. Happened to have Brad Wenstrup on the field that day. And he was one of the first to come to my side. And as you know, Brad's not only a doctor, but he's a decorated Army Ranger who served in combat. And one of his roles and missions was to take care of people that were wounded before they went off on the helicopter to go get prepared. Who would have thought that God would have put Brad out there on that field with me? Because the tourniquet he applied, many will tell you, saved my life so that I could actually make it to the hospital in time with all the blood loss. So Brad, where are you at?
Right down front.
Once I arrived at MedStar Hospital, I was a little bit out of it at that point. But luckily, I ended up in the trusted hands of Dr. Jack Sava and his great team over at MedStar. They gave me a second chance at life. And through many, many surgeries, where my life was truly in the balance, a few of those, they did a wonderful job at making sure that I was well taken care of and ultimately made it through that point so I could get to Dr. Golden and his team, who actually put me back together again, which was quite a task, to the point where I'm actually able to relearn how to walk again. So Dr. Sava, Dr. Golden, thank you for being here, and thanks for your team's work. Above all else, I want to thank my lovely wife, Jennifer. Those of you who know or know how strong Jennifer is, She's an incredibly warm and loving wife, and she's an incredible mother to our children. And somehow, through the late nights and the surgeries and all the other things, she managed to hold our family together to make sure that Harrison and Madison were cared for as well. And still to this day, she's not only by my side, but she's also serving as a great mother. I am lucky to have you. Thanks for being here. Love you, sweetheart. And while it's been a challenging time for my family, the thing that really overwhelmed us from the start was the outpouring of love and warmth and prayers. From Southeast Louisiana, the district that I represent, we saw blood drives at St. Catherine. We saw prayer groups at First United Methodist Church in Slidell. But what we also saw were prayer groups and well wishes being given from people that we'd never met before throughout all of your districts. And you shared it with me. And it was one of those things that was hard for us to completely comprehend, that you had people from all walks of life that had never met me before, and yet they saw what had happened, and they just wanted to offer prayers. And let me tell you to each and every one of you, and please convey it to your constituents, and I sure convey it to my constituents back home. That warmth and love gave us just incredible strength that you can't imagine during some really, really difficult times. And so that is one more example of the power of prayer.
This is so powerful, isn't it? Imagine 90 days ago, you were wounded on the field, shot in your hip. You don't know. He literally bled. If he lost his own blood, I guess the estimates are three times. They were bringing blood like every 20 minutes from the blood bank and just putting more blood in him. This is just everything's just a miracle. And the fact that he's back walking again, as Congressman Steve Scalise, a little over 90 days ago, along with other Republican congressmen, were on a ball field, and a man with a rifle who had a list to kill Republicans went out there and began shooting at them. And by God's grace and provision, only one congressman was shot, and that was Congressman Steve Scalise. But 90 days later, he is here speaking and walking again, because he had to rebuild his whole hip area, learn to walk again. He's speaking in Congress. And this is the question that he's answering at this particular point, which I think is pretty good. You know, we've been seeing so much division in the country. And he's letting us know that everybody united, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, it is so encouraging.
That's beautiful.
Let's join Congressman Scalise right now in Congress.
Something else I saw firsthand wasn't a surprise to me, but it was the outpouring of love from you, my colleagues, both Republican and Democrat. I know right after the shooting, we were practicing on the Republican side, and the Democrats were practicing too. And my colleague and friend and sometimes arch rival in baseball from back home in New Orleans, unfortunately the star of the game too many times, Cedric Richmond somehow figured out which hospital I was sent to and got there, probably the first person there on the scene in his baseball uniform to check on me. So many others of you, again, both Republican and Democrat, reached out in ways that I can't express the gratitude and how much it means to me, Jennifer, and our whole family. It really does show the warm side of Congress that very few people get to see. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for that. You don't know how much it meant to me. And when I come back into this chamber here today, it just seeing the faces of all of you, it just means more to me than you can imagine. So thanks for all of that love and support.
It's so good, isn't it, John,
it's
to
powerful.
See our leaders come together and unite, no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat or Independent, they all were there.
It's a matter of life
yes.
and death. And you ever celebrate that and recognize, man, we could have lost a person who's served.
Could have lost, actually lost many, many congressmen because they were on the field.
Oh, yeah. And it just goes to show you, listen, you know, don't let these politics divide you. At the end of the day, we're human beings.
Right.
We're Americans.
Right.
We all want what's best for this nation, you know, and don't let this stuff get to us, because it would have been a tragedy. I mean, just an absolute tragedy to have lost this man.
Yeah, and lost many congressmen.
Oh, yeah.
And if it wasn't for these police officers, where people have been attacking our police officers and saying they don't serve a purpose, two officers was on Steve Scalise's detail. There was none other out there at that particular time. This guy shows up to kill Republicans. He was a
Bernie Sanders supporter,
and that whole thing about, you know, take the system down, all that kind of stuff. This grown man in his 50s or 60s or something comes in, is going to just start killing it. And so these two officers, once they start firing those shots and they start running to the dugout, you know, Steve Scalise got hit in the hip. And these officers, and I know what it's like to be able to run into to the fire. You know, firemen run to the fire when people are running out of the fire. We saw that happen in Las Vegas when people are running away from the shooting. The police officers are running in. Well, John, these two officers, when they're being shot at by a high-powered rifle, they come in with handguns and start shooting to be able to deal with this particular man and stop him from killing these congressmen and themselves. And they both got shot. They got shot. You think about that. How many people quit their job because they got a bad somebody got a bad attitude, or they didn't get a raise,
right,
or somebody didn't vote the way they wanted them to vote,
That's
and they
right.
got an attitude. These officers got shot, and they continue to take fire and give fire to be able to take out, neutralize, take down, destroy, kill this man who's trying to kill our leaders of our country. This is an attack on our entire country. This wasn't just some, you know, this was an attack on America and what we stand for. And you saw him, there had to be angels on that field to be able to protect. And this is tragic what happened to Congressman Steve Scalise, and it's a miracle that he made it this far, this fast, this quick, and he's walking again. But it's a miracle that all those congressmen
That's right.
made it. You know, and the big thing you ask yourself at a time like that, when you go through a difficulty like that, you know, did it change you? And you want to know, did he change who he was because he was a strong man, loving God, you know, and that
he's laying on a ball field and not knowing if he's going to survive.
I
think one report is he's asked, Lord, help me to walk my daughter down the aisle one
day. That's exactly it, yeah.
You know, and he's crying out to God.
Right, you know, and you think, you know, people say it changes you maybe. And so he's answering the question now, did he change who he was during these last 90 plus days? Let's go join him now.
A lot of people ask, did this event change you? And I think those of you who know me know I'm an optimistic person. I'm, you know, just a fun-loving person. I'm from South Louisiana, and we believe you work hard and you play hard and joie de vivre. Is an event like this going to really change that? And the first thing I can tell you is, yes, it changed me, but not in the ways you might think. It's only strengthened my faith in God, and it's really crystallized what shows up as the goodness in people. I got to see that goodness in people. And so while some people might focus on a tragic event and an evil act, to me, all I remember are the thousands of acts of kindness and love and warmth that came out of this and kept me going through all of it. And again, just re-emphasize just how wonderful most people are and how much compassion there is out there.
That is so powerful when you think about that, you know, and seeing how that it didn't change who he was.
It strengthened his belief in God. He strengthened his belief in others and saying, I don't even remember the tragedy
right.
being shot. I was so overwhelmed by the outpouring of love. That speaks volumes.
Yeah, and when we get back from this break, you got to see, he's going to talk about world leaders, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but other leaders that were very interested and making sure that America survives this attack on our government institution. Listen, when you attack Washington, D.C., they're attacking you. When they come and they start shooting congressmen, they're attacking you, the American people. This is your representatives, and they're trying to, instead of just go campaign and run for office and change things, they want to come in this evil way, and we got to be able to take a stand. And God prevented that from happening. We are joining Congressman Steve Scalise in Congress 90 days after being shot, an assassination attempt, which literally outside the officers that rescued him and killed the suspect, the doctor congressman slash warrior, you know, from the Marines, I believe, that came down and tied off and how, what do they call that?
Tourniquet
on him because he would have bled out. The doctor, I mean, every miracle after miracle after miracle.
And the hand of God, right?
Obviously, the God was just moving, just powerfully. And an angel had to be there to stop these shots from taking place. And we just saw what would have happened, you know, for over 500 yards apart, 500 yards away in Nevada, what happened with a tragedy there. Well, this person is like 10 feet, 20 feet away. And God prevented that from taking place. And so we just thank God for that. So one big question is, you know, and I think Congressman Steve Scalise is really helping us get an understanding here. And he got a revelation of how important America is when world leaders begin to call him and ask how he was doing and saying, we want you to succeed. And
it
gave him a perspective about America that we need to get. Let's join Steve Scalise, Congressman Steve Scalise, the majority whip in Congress, his first day back walking again after being almost assassinated over 90 days ago. Let's join him.
Finally, I want to talk about something that I guess hit me and probably struck me more than anything that I was not expecting, and that was the outpouring of love and support from world leaders. People I've met and have known, Benjamin Netanyahu and I have had some incredible conversations from the hospital. Theresa May reached out. The King Abdul of Jordan, who so many of us have met, reached out. But other world leaders also reached out. People I had never met before. And that touched me in a different way, because each and every one of us, we come here and we fight for the things that we believe in. I have passionate beliefs. For some reason, some of you don't agree with all of those. But it's so important that we come up here. We are the people's house. This is the place where these ideas are supposed to be debated. And we fight through those issues, but ultimately we come together on whatever the board shows is 218. If you can put the majority together, that's what rules the day. It's so important that as we're having those political battles, we don't make them personal. Because one of the things I saw, and I guess this is the thing that really kept coming back to me as I tried to make sense of all this and comprehend the outpouring of love that I saw, it kept coming back to those world leaders. You know, why would leaders from around the world that I'd never met before reach out and say, Steve, we hope you can get back to work. We hope you can come through this. And what it says is, sure, they cared about my well-being. But more than that, they saw this as an attack on all of us. They saw this as an attack on the institution of the United States Congress and our government. And they really count on us to be successful. Look, we all know the United States is the leader of the free world. It's something that we've frankly had the honor as a country to hold as a distinction for generations. And yet, when you look at that title, what it really means is that there are people all around the world that want freedom, maybe that have freedom, but they know the United States being strong is critical to the rest of the world having the opportunity for freedom. And
awesome.
That's powerful.
Totally awesome. Thank God that God has healed this man, rebuilt him for the officers, for the doctors, for the miracles that have taken place. You prayed. I know you prayed. We talked about it on the air. I remember we were and Twitter sphere and all that. Prayers are going all over the place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.